Indian Reservation was the biggest dud we ever recorded. We put that out as a single. It went to 140 with an anchor. Nobody would play it. It never even got airplay one. And I was, the only reason we released that song is because of an experiment I did with a local radio station in my hometown in Boise, Idaho. And before we even released it as a single, I took that in, Birds of a Feather, and another song, and I had them played on the radio and not let the listeners know that it was all the same group. And just had them vote on which song they liked the best. Indian Reservation run hands down. And then they started playing Indian Reservation against the other new releases by the Eagles and different acts like that. And we were winning hands down. So I'm going, whoa. So I told Columbia, they says, okay, I'll put it out as a single. So it came out as a single, nothing. 140 with an anchor. But I was a firm believer that that song was a hit if we could just get airplay. Columbia was ready to give up on it and try something else. And I said, no. Just saw this movie Easy Rider, and I said, hey, these two guys went across the country on their bikes, let's do that. And they said, I'll use an excuse because I can stop at all these radio stations and drop off a record on the way, because nobody promoted their own records anymore. That's how I started out. Why can't it still work? I put a box of records on the back of my, tied it to the sissy bar on my motorcycle. I zigzagged across the United States three times. I went out in April and never stopped. Went to over 300 radio stations, made a whole bunch of friends. And Columbia Records could not believe it when they had their convention in July. The number one record in America was Indian Reservation by Barbara and the Raiders, and I did it all by myself. And it sold 1 million on the way up, 1 million while it was there, and 1 million on the way down. It became the biggest hit we ever had.